You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network. I'm Veronica Rickert. Coming up, it's Food Friday, and we'll take a look at the flavors from a much warmer part of the country, New Orleans. But first, the truth is out there, and it might be found in the small community of Dundee, Wisconsin. Every summer, UFO believers head to a local tavern near the Kettle Moraine State Forest for UFO Days, that's D-A-Z-E, a yearly gathering of UFO enthusiasts and others who might call themselves UFO curious. Wisconsin filmmaker Mike Borchert has been chronicling the festival for several years and has assembled his footage into a documentary film called The Dundee Project, which premiered last month at a film festival in Park City, Utah. Yesterday, Central Time's Rob Ferret spoke with Andrew Swant, who was a co-producer of the film.
Andrew, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Well, set the stage for us. Tell us a little bit about what the Dundee Project is all about.
All right. So the film is a 20-minute documentary about a UFO festival in Wisconsin called UFO Days, and it takes place annually in Dundee, Wisconsin. And Mark Borchert went up there. He's a filmmaker from Milwaukee. Went up there, and I think he was there for about 10 years. He went up every year. And he brought his video camera for about, I think, 4 or 5 of those years and interviewed people at the festival about UFOs and, you know, why they're there and conspiracy theories and all sorts of things.
And Mark is a character in the documentary himself. Let's give a listen to him kind of setting things up at the beginning.
I first heard of UFO Days while mindlessly drifting through the sad, infinite wastelands of cable television. Drawn into that hypnotic spell that mercilessly disembowels one's better instincts, all the while being mesmerized by the inanities of its inseparate offerings, I happened upon a channel where there was enthusiastic talk of UFOs. But it wasn't that particular phenomena that piqued my interest. Rather, it was the location of the celebratory gathering that conjured my excitement. For it just so happened to be taking place in my home state of Wisconsin, specifically a place called Dundee. I consulted the charts and realized that it was practically in my own backyard.
Now, Andrew, we've had Mark on the show before. He became famous as the subject of an award-winning documentary, American Movie. What was it like working with Mark on this labor of love for him?
Mark's amazing. I've known him for about 15 years, and he's a really fun guy to work with. He's super positive and tends to catch you off guard, and he's just interesting. And, you know, sometimes he takes some wrangling, he knows what he wants, too. You know, I didn't try to get in the way when he was working on this film at all. He really, this was his vision, so I just kind of helped him, you know, get it started and get it finished.
And watching this, it's sort of about the event, but it seems like it's a lot about the characters, the people who are involved with this, including Mark himself. Is that what you see as the focus of this, kind of meeting the people behind this event?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think that's one of the interesting things in the film is, you know, you don't even really know if Mark is a believer, you know, if he's into UFOs or what, but you can tell that he's genuinely interested in these people at the festival. And I think he's just interested in them because they seem like unique, interesting people. And I think that comes through in the film. And then, you know, it's his own unique take. I think somebody described him as Wisconsin's Werner Herzog. And I think a little bit of that comes through in the film.
Yeah, and you say we don't know if he believes. And the people at this event, there are definitely some true believers who believe in UFOs, skeptics, and people just there for, you know, this cool annual event. There's quite a range, isn't there?
Yeah, definitely. There are people there who have seen UFOs. There are conspiracy theorists. There are people who are hoping to see a UFO, because usually a UFO appears every year at this festival. And then there are people there that, you know, just want to get drunk. It takes place at a bar and outside of a bar, and it's kind of a party atmosphere, especially as the night goes on.
Talking to Andrew Swan, co-producer of The Dundee Project, a documentary film about an annual UFO festival here in Wisconsin. Andrew, one of the main characters of this film is a regular at the festival named UFO Bob. I want to give a listen to Bob a little bit. Here he is.
Look out here, and you're going to see things coming out of here tonight that's trying to tell you how to wake up. Well, how can we wake up when our ecology is going to hell? You know?
The gas prices and that?
Not the hell with the gas prices. We should get better carburetors on cars. That's true.
How did the UFOs know that you guys are here waiting for them?
Because I have a radio station up here in Fond du Lac every Friday, and I talk to them.
You talk to the UFOs?
Yeah.
How do you, by radio waves?
Yeah, well, they tune into the Packer football game. The thing of it is, this is real out here. This is real. Now, I don't know, are you guys going to hang around here tonight and see this?
Yes.
Or are you just going to take this here and take it back to town and say, hey, this is some crackpot who's drinking some, what am I drinking?
Samuel
Adams? No, this is what I'm telling you. Hang around.
Now, Andrew, if I was going to make a fictional movie and make up a UFO enthusiast in Wisconsin, I would probably come up with something a lot like UFO Bob. This guy's quite a character.
Yeah, it seemed like there are a lot of interesting characters up there. There's another guy named Sheldon who runs some sort of a radio show about UFOs, and I think UFO Bob is a frequent guest.
And talk a little more about UFO Bob. He is definitely the believer in this documentary.
Yeah, I think Mark interviewed a ton of people over a few years, but he really honed in on UFO Bob as his main interview for this film. Bob just seems to have a certain character that Mark was drawn to, and I think, you know, actually a sizable chunk of the film is UFO Bob talking about his beliefs, and he's kind of the thread that goes throughout the whole film.
And has the documentary, The Dundee Project, been screening so far?
It premiered last week at Slam Dance in Park City. We had two screenings that were both sold out. And we were at the second one for the Q&A, and it went great. And we got a really good reaction. And the first screening, the premiere, we actually missed it. Mark and I were trapped in an airport in Phoenix, and we were there for 16 hours, and it was just horrible, horrible mess.
What happened? Layovers or?
It was a series of unfortunate events. We were on the plane at 1 in the morning, sitting on the runway, and they said the flight was canceled. So we all got kicked off the plane, and there were no more flights that night, no flights the next morning on any of the airlines that were available. And then, you know, there were no hotel rooms, so we had to try to sleep on the floor of the airport, and it was pretty bad.
So you missed the premiere, you and Mark, of your own movie.
Yeah.
But what was the response? You made it to the second when you said did the Q&A. A pretty good response from the crowd there?
Yeah. They all seemed really into it. They had good questions, and Mark's Q&As are usually pretty interesting. Once you get a microphone in front of him, he's full of stories.
So you guys are both Wisconsin filmmakers. When does the Dundee Project open here in the state?
I'm not sure. We submitted to a lot of film festivals, and we're just starting to hear back now. So I'm not sure. Maybe the Wisconsin Film Festival, if all goes well, or it depends. We'll have to see.
Now, you and Mark are both based in Wisconsin. Do you feel a special affection and affinity for looking for topics set here in our state?
Yeah, I mean, I just finished a film this last year that was about a radio host from Milwaukee who has a show up in Chippewa Falls, and I'm just submitting that to film festivals right now. So, and Mark, I'm not sure. This is his first film he's done in quite a while. He's directed some short music videos and things like that, but I think this is his first film since COVID. It was about 20 years ago.
And I've seen some speculation online now that Mark's back in the game, maybe Coven 2 coming out. Do you have any inside knowledge about that?
I haven't heard anything. I have no idea, but I wouldn't rule it out. He's got a bunch of projects he's working on. He's got a couple of screenplays that are just about finished, and he has a bunch of things going on right now.
All right, Andrew, thanks a lot for joining us. Look forward to the film opening here in Wisconsin.
Thanks for having me.
That was Andrew Swant, co-producer of The Dundee Project, a documentary film that chronicles an annual UFO festival in Dundee, Wisconsin. Coming up after the news, it's Food Friday. We'll talk with a guest about Cajun and Creole-style cooking ahead of Mardi Gras. I'm Veronica Rickert. You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network.